From when we get up to when we sleep.
Each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad until the day is done.
Whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Hello!
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Katie. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Sun.
Yes, it's a time to listen to some of God's big story from the Bible and will help us to think about how we can follow God's Son, Jesus, as we go about our day.
That's great. But do you think we're prepared?
What do you mean, Katie?
Well, our game today is all about being prepared for things, and it's got me worried that we haven't got everything ready.
Let's check then. Do we have a fun game?
Check.
Do we have a great Bible story?
Check.
Do we have some questions for us to think about?
Check.
Then we're all prepared. Why don't we get started on our game?
Oh, good idea. Today, we want you all to imagine that Jesus is coming to your house and it is your job to get it ready. We're going to list the things we would do.
It's a little bit like the shopping list game, so you have to remember all of the things that have been said.
As an example, I might say, I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will vacuum the floor.
And then I would say, I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will vacuum the floor and do the dishes. You can keep on going until someone forgets something from the list.
Are you ready to play? You can either pause the podcast and play your own game, or keep listening and join in with us.
I'll go first. I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor.
I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor and tidy my room.
I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor, tidy my room, and buy some flowers.
I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor, tidy my room, buy some flowers, and make some dinner.
Oh, it's getting a bit harder now. I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor, tidy my room, buy some flowers, and make some dinner and set the table.
I'm getting ready for Jesus, so I will mop the floor, tidy my room, buy some flowers, and I can't remember. What comes next? You win, Sarah.
Yay! I wonder how our listeners got on. How many of the things listed could you remember?
You know, this game reminds me of the bit in our story where Martha was worried about making her house perfect for Jesus, who was visiting.
You're right. Why don't we dive into today's story, which is all about how we don't need to worry when we have Jesus. To help us to tell today's story, we are going to ask you to collect together all the worries you hear in the story.
How are we going to do that, Sarah?
Well, for each worry we hear, you are going to pick up something that is near to you and put it in your worry bag. If it's a small worry, you can pick up something small, and for a big worry, you can pick up something big.
So, if I was worried about whether I would get ice cream after dinner, I would pick up something small like a spoon and put it in my worry bag?
Yes, exactly. And the bigger the worry, the bigger the item. I think we're ready for our story now. So grab a bag that you can put all of your worries in. This could be a backpack, a shopping bag, or even an empty pillowcase. And then we can begin. One day in a town called Bethany, Jesus met a woman called Martha. She invited him back to her home where she lived with her sister Mary and brother Lazarus.
Jesus went and enjoyed talking with the family, but Martha was upset. She was worried about everything. She was worrying about what they were going to eat, so she was running around the kitchen preparing lots of food.
Don't forget to put something in your worry bag. Is your item small or big?
It wasn't just the food that Martha was worrying about either. The house was a mess. It needed a good tidy up.
Not another worry. Find something big or small to put in your worry bag.
And not to mention that someone had to keep the fire going so that everyone was warm.
Oh my, Martha really is worrying a lot. Find yet another thing to put in your worry bag.
Martha thought to herself, I'm trying to do all of the things a good host should do. And Mary, well, she's just sitting down listening to Jesus and not helping. I worry that everyone will think I'm a bad host.
Another worry. I hope you found a big bag. It must be getting full now.
Martha was so frustrated that she walked over to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left all the work for me to do on my own? Tell her to help me.
Jesus looked at her and said, Martha, Martha, why are you so worried about all these things? Only one thing is important, and Mary has chosen it. It will not be taken away from her.
Martha realised that she was so worried about what other people thought of her. She had completely forgotten to enjoy spending time with Jesus. After all, she was the one who invited him in the first place. So the whole family sat down together and listened to Jesus. They became good friends.
After a while, Jesus and his disciples carried on their way. But it wasn't long until a message arrived telling Jesus that his friend Lazarus was very sick. Jesus cared very much for Mary, Martha and Lazarus, but decided to stay where he was for 2 more days.
After that time, Jesus told his disciples he was going back to see Lazarus. But his disciples were worried. They thought that people would try and kill Jesus like they had done before.
Remember to pick up an item to put in your worry bag for the disciples. It might be quite a big thing this time, as that's a big worry.
But Jesus was not worried, and he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up. The disciples were confused, so Jesus said, Lazarus has died, but I'm glad that I was not there, because now you will believe.
Still a little confused, the disciples went with Jesus. When they arrived in Bethany, they found Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days.
Martha ran out to meet Jesus and, in her sadness, she said to him, Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Martha was worried that Jesus was too late to be able to save her brother.
Pick up something to represent Martha's worry and put it in your worry bag.
Then Mary came out to see Jesus saying, Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. She too shared Martha's worry that Jesus was too late.
Pick up something to represent Mary's worry and put it in your worry bag. Maybe it's an item similar in size to Martha's.
Jesus was moved by the sadness of them both and asked to see where they had buried Lazarus. When they arrived at the tomb, he was sad and cried with the sisters. But then Jesus asked for the tomb to be opened.
But he has been in there for 4 days. The smell will be awful, Martha said. Jesus replied, Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?
Why not pick up an item to put in your bag for Martha worrying about the smell?
So they opened the tomb as Jesus prayed. He then shouted, Lazarus, come out! A man covered in burial cloths walked out of the tomb. It was Lazarus.
They unwrapped Lazarus and everyone there was amazed. Many people believed in Jesus because he had raised Lazarus from the dead.
What a brilliant story. It can be found in the New Testament of the Bible in Luke chapter 10 and John chapter 11.
Don't empty your worry bags just yet. We're going to hold on to them a little bit longer and then give all the worries to Jesus in our prayer.
But first, we have a couple of questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adult. If you were Martha, Do you think you would have been as worried as she was?
Here is your second question. Do you think following Jesus makes a difference to our worries?
I certainly would have had some of the worries that Martha did. She went through a lot. But she had such a strong faith in Jesus. She really trusted him.
Absolutely. And Jesus shows us in the story that he can handle anything, even bringing someone back to life. If he can do that, then I think we can definitely trust him to take care of our worries.
We're going to pray together now as we start our day.
We've got some actions to go with our prayers as well, haven't we? But they are a little different than usual.
Yes. Today we are going to use our worry bags, and as we pray, we will take out all of the items that we have collected and imagine giving the worries to God. Then, partway through the prayer, we will hold open our empty bags as we imagine God filling it with his peace.
Let's pray. You can start taking the things out of your worry bag now.
Father God, we give to you all the worries that we have collected in our worry bag, and we also give you any of our own worries that are hanging over us today. We trust that you will take care of them.
Now open your empty bag as we imagine God filling it with his peace.
Help us to trust you with the things that we worry about and give us your peace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Wow, that felt great to hand all of those worries to God during our prayer.
It did, didn't it? But that's all we've got time for today. We hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
But before we go, let's say our podcast rhyme together.
From when we get up to when we sleep.
Each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad until the day is done.
Whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Goodbye!
Follow the Son is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Sun, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDB of E.